At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, good morning, good afternoon, and let's wait till the show's over to goodnight it. We're all present and accounted for. No more of this network programming or network-sounding programming, as of the guy that just left. But we're going to have some fun, Barry, Nick, myself. Live and in living color in Gal Media Studios. Nick, you and I have been slaving here for the last couple hours, and the drive-by just happened. Barry made it with a minute to spare.
Never a doubt.
Oh, I don't know about that. Nick and I were both going, so you just want to solo it, just the two of us, or do you want to bring someone in?
I was here on time. When I left the spot I was at, it said I would get here at 105.
Oh, according to the according to the Waze.
It said I would be here at 105. That's when I texted you guys, and I was like, there's no way I'm shaving 5 minutes off of my drive from where I was at. I was at basically 1960 and TC Jester.
Oh, ooh. God. Northside.
And I was like, there's no way I'm going to shave 5 minutes off.
I know why you did. There's no traffic today.
Nah, there's definitely no traffic, but I may have violated a couple of driving traffic laws.
Not shocking.
Couple pissed red lights.
Off. No, it pissed me off. Nope, didn't run any red lights. But you know what pissed me off the most? As I get to the toll road and I'm going through where I get on, you have to go through the pay toll. So you can't just go through the regular.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing doesn't work. Like the easy tag, it doesn't. I go through and I'm ready to just go right through it and it stays red. So I have to stop. I have to back up. I go, man, what's going on? She goes, what do you mean? I said, I have an easy tag. She goes, well, if it was working, it would be green. I was like, wow, really, ma'am? You're just gonna blow me up on the spot like that? So I had to dig in my wallet. I'm like, this is wasting precious seconds that I don't have.
Yeah.
Jeez.
But I'm here.
Blasted and, right through it, man.
That's right. So we're good to go. Did you guys have a good 4th?
You know what? It was good. We had good family day. Everything was cool. They let me play hoops, so I got my hoops in.
Really?
I'm on my third straight day now of working out, so I feel good. Scales treating me right, so I'm down a few and everything like that.
All
and then
right.
We did family the rest of the time. And then, I don't know if I'm with this or not. So, Lisa's got to go to bed early because she had to work this morning.
Okay.
So, I said, Taylor, do you want to go see fireworks? Yeah, Daddy, I want to see fireworks. I was like, all right. So, I mapped it out, a couple places near us, all set to go. Lisa's about ready to go to bed. And she drops the, Taylor, do you want to go see fireworks with Daddy, or you just want to go to bed with Mommy and watch them on TV? And she's sitting there, she's thinking,
wow.
And I'm like, is she doing this? And then I'm thinking, is she doing this because she doesn't want me to be the only one taking her to see her first fireworks?
No
kind of
way.
Like Disney? Or is she doing this because, you know, we'll see. And lo and behold, Taylor goes, no, Mommy, I think I'll go to bed with you and watch fireworks. And I was like, okay. And I'm just sitting there and I'm going, do I feel good about it? She's like, well, you're off the hook. I go, what about off the hook? I was going to take my little girl to go see fireworks. And now I'm like, okay, I guess
wow.
I'm not going. And that was it.
Did y'all fight about this later when Taylor went around?
No.
Why not?
Because she was at work all day.
I would definitely, I would pick that fight.
Like,
I would.
Yeah,
I would,
probably would.
I would pick that fight. I'd be like, hey, why are you so selfish? Like, I really wanted to, Joel's like, please stop talking, Barry.
She's pregnant. You got to understand.
It doesn't matter.
That's a different kind of emotional.
Hey, listen, no, I get that the fight is probably going to make her emotional, but pregnancy doesn't make you selfish.
Oh, it makes you a lot of things, Barry.
It doesn't make you, but it makes you emotional. It shouldn't make you selfish, especially with your daughter and your husband, your baby daddy and all that. I would be like, that was you being selfish because you wanted to go and couldn't. That ain't cool. That ain't cool at all.
So
file it away, Joel. And the next time she's like, come on, Taylor, let's go. I'd be like, no.
Yeah, it's definitely in the file cabinet. There's no doubt about that.
Taylor, you want to go get cake and ice cream with daddy? I don't care what else she was doing with mom.
And how about this? I almost cussed. But how about this crap? So I was like, so I had Taylor at the gym. And then Lisa, when she gets off of work, picks her up from the gym so we can still play hoops. But she's great about watching hoops and running around. She loves going to the gym. So when I get done, I text her and I was like, hey, what are you all doing? Went to Party City. I go, for what? Taylor's birthday's next month. Oh, we needed to pick out decorations. I'm like, again, for what? She's like, well, this is the way we got Taylor. Taylor did not want to leave California and grandma and the family. So the way we got it set up was grandma's going to come decorate for her birthday next month. I didn't think it was going to happen 2 days after we got back. So they now are at Party City buying all these decorations for grandma's bedroom.
What?
And I'm like, okay, it's a couple bucks here, a couple bucks there. That's fine. And the decorations are going to last a month, right? Then I find out there's two full-blown big-ass cakes sitting in the kitchen. I go, whose birthday is now? She goes, America's. I go, you got to be kidding me. America's birthday, we got two big-ass cakes? She's like, well, yeah, Taylor wanted to celebrate her birthday. I go, she doesn't get everything she wants. Okay, great.
Barely she does.
And then by the end of the day, at 7 o'clock, she goes, maybe you should take one of those cakes to work. I was like, you should have thought about this. She goes, well, they gave me one of the two. They remembered they did our cakes for the wedding. I go, it doesn't matter. We have two full, like, guys.
And look, if they give you a cake, then return like the other one. Be like, oh, you're giving me a cake? I don't need that one then. Yeah. I just need the free one.
Yeah. That would have been nice.
And she's like, well, we cut it in half. Half goes to the people that the doggy place that took care of the dogs great while we were gone. Half goes to your station. I go, how about all of it just never gets paid for and we're good? What are we doing?
And I'm not to give them a free plug, but Joel and Lisa, they don't play with the cakes. Y'all go to like that. There's like a particular spot in town.
Did you bring the cake?
Dude, no, because she actually
came
home.
So there's no cake out there.
Who's here today, Barry?
Bro, come on.
Based on what you ate yesterday, I get it.
He would have eaten it by himself.
I'm so
pissed. Did you see what he ate yesterday?
No.
You didn't see his Twitter yesterday?
No, I really, dude, I didn't.
This dude put on a feed bag for the ages.
I don't know how I lost a pound, but when I went to Innovative Laser today, like, oh, you're down a pound. I was like.
Evidently, the Star Wars of the midsection with those lasers works miracles.
Ma'am, your scale is broke because I haven't even pooped yet, and there's no way.
And you know it's serious, serious business that people are taking note of. If, and you can, by personal experience, think, you know what I'm talking about. If my sister responds to one of you two ass clowns, you know it is like a serious attention-getting tweet. So the fact that Barry was going through his second round of bomb pop alcoholic beverages got my sister's attention.
Independence Ritas.
Whatever they were called, it's a popsicle in a big-ass snow cone of alcohol.
Bro, it was a frozen margarita that was red, white, and blue. You know those bomb pops, the red, white, and blue bomb pops? It was a frozen margarita that was red, white, and blue with a bomb pop in it. Ooh. So the bomb pop would slowly melt
into the
and
drink.
Make it kind of sweet. Oh.
It was amazing, wasn't it?
Oh,
so much. I had two of them.
I had two of them. Nora was like, you good? Because she was going to go to the store with my sister-in-law went with us. So there's just the three of us over there at the Big City Wings on Rayford. I was like, boy, these are strong. These ain't even strong. They're strong, boy.
Yeah, you put it on there, and then my sleuth of a sister was trying to figure out if it was a misspelling. I'm like, just leave it alone. Go get a hobby. I mean, take up crossword puzzles. Stop bothering my coworker.
Every time I see Joel's sister tweet to us, I think Joel. I just see Joel just getting
infuriated. You know what you see? You like, see the same face I make to you guys in the studio.
When we bust your balls. I bet he's just like, Lee, you're embarrassing me. Stop tweeting, because that would be me. Like, if my mom tweeted y'all, I'd be like, because she would. I'd be like, mother, don't, no, you can't do that. Well, I just wanted to tell Joel his drink looked delicious. Nope. I don't need, nope. Don't do that.
So both of you have gotten them in the last couple days, because Nick got the, since Joel's been out, that's the best What Up H-Town.
And you know what? She was the only one that gave me that compliment. I felt like it was a pretty damn good What Up H-Town.
So
Barry
she lied.
Thought it sucked.
Oh.
Everybody else thought it sucked.
I think she's just trying to sleep with Nick.
Oh my God. I hope not for Nick's sake.
I think she's just. Nick, are you trying to bang his sister? What's going on here?
No, she's the only one that gave me the compliment.
I mean, now it's getting more than awkward.
Yeah, you're just.
Are you trying to sex up Joel's sister?
No, we're not even having this conversation. We're not entertaining this conversation.
When are you going on vacation? Not having any conversations
at all.
Well, huh? I'm going to need to see your DMs.
Why would I?
I'm going to need to see, like,
I'm going to punch you in your throat right now.
I'm going to need to see the DMs. Why? It's just out of nowhere. She's just like, oh my God, Nick's What Up H-Town was just the best.
Listen here, Forever 20, dumb. Listen.
Where'd that come from?
Listen. I would not slide in anybody's DMs, let alone Joel's sister's.
I don't know. Now, what if you can't remember?
You tried to slide into Mia Khalifa's DMs.
That was different. That was you.
So what if you couldn't remember? Like, what if you did, but you couldn't remember? Does that count?
That would suck. That would suck if I don't remember.
Because we know that there are times your memory loss is pretty good.
I'm going to be so mad at you if you have sex with Joel's sister.
I'm going to be mad.
Can we please move on from this topic? Please.
Good Lord. And her husband right now, I'm sure, is having a field day, too.
He listens to it.
Good God. I think they listen to it together. Hey, she's like 94. Maybe, yes, she's married.
Maybe he's about that cuck life, bro.
Oh, my God.
You don't know?
I've never been more uncomfortable in a segment with you. Ever.
Really? Do you think Nick or I would talk about your mom that way when you just said your mom might tweet us?
Listen, anybody bangs my mom, you're on your own. I'm not helping you.
Good. God, this has got off to a holiday.
Doesn't your mom listen to this show?
Yes, she does.
Oh,
my stepdad's going to be so angry if that happens, too. Let me tell you right now, you're going to deal with him. I'm just going to get out of the way. It's not even, that's between you and them.
There's a line there that I can't even do. I mean, after all you did, I can't do it. I can't even add a pile on that
one. I've never seen you two this uncomfortable and this speechless. Good night. I'm done. This is, y'all have a good weekend.
I hope to God
I'm
Madison,
out.
Wisconsin is a booming metropolis of things to do today so that she doesn't go back and listen to the podcast. My sister,
I'm
that
just
is.
Wondering where Nick's going on vacation next. You going to the Midwest anytime soon?
I already took my vacation already, so I had a
you
little mini.
One day.
Yeah. That's it.
That's weird. I don't know about that.
I mean, there'll be another vacation come Christmas time.
I hope so.
Yeah, and then Barry's like, hey, happy fourth, you guys. I'm like, yeah, happy fourth, guys.
Oh.
And then Nick goes, yeah, Barry, happy fourth. I'm like, what the hell am I?
Well, he was the one who wished it. Did you say happy
fourth? He said guys. Like us. Said guys. So then I said it to you too as well. And then you're like, yeah, dude, happy fourth. I'm like, kiss my ass, Nick.
I didn't even see it, my bad. I was drinking so much yesterday. I had a good time yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah. We barbecued, had ribeye, and a lot of drinking.
Oh, good. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm very shocked.
Yeah. It was great.
Surprised on the day off you had a lot of drinking. That's just not like
never
at all.
Now, if you had a show to do today filling in for somebody, you'd be fresh.
Yeah, you would have. Sorry, guys.
6 a.m. wake-up call.
I know it's America's birthday, but I got to actually prepare for a show.
It's so weird because I took a sleeping pill just to go to sleep when I filled in, and I did not get an hour of sleep. Like, I literally didn't get a single hour of sleep.
Well, he was waking people up at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
The day he filled in for Charlie.
I was so mad. Why? I was texting everybody.
Yeah, he was just texting.
If I'm awake at 6 in the morning.
That's the life of Lisa.
Is that what we're doing?
I should have texted your ass is what I should have
done. I'd have been up.
No, you wouldn't.
For about 5 minutes. Kisses Nora goodbye and goes back to bed.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
Okay. If we're texting people when we get up, I'm in.
All right, let's do it.
Okay.
I'm going to wake your ass. I'm going to call you is what I'm going to do.
Oh, we're doing that?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
You better be careful because I'm about up at the same time he is. So
trust me,
you
homie.
You get double barreled. Look out now.
Yeah, that's right. All right. I'm not going to do it.
That might be more biting off more than you can chew on that one.
I'm not going to do it.
Oh, I'm totally in on this.
Because I'm up at 6 a.m. once a year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm never up that early.
And I might go back to sleep, but I am up at 5:30, 5:45 every morning. So I can certainly ring your bell and then go to bed.
I love it when people get all mad. Well, people have real jobs, Nick. They have to be up at 6 a.m. every day. I'm like, I don't care.
They chose that life, not me.
That's right.
Yeah.
That ain't my fault.
They get mad every time. Every time.
Shout out, by the way, to El Jefe.
Okay.
Not only a great loyal listener and a great dude, but a box showed up today at the front desk, and I'm like, I never get mail here. And he, for my birthday, sent me the Packers training camp hat, and he included a bib for the baby. That's
how cool.
It's a nice cap, too.
Little Packer fan. So thank you, my friend. We appreciate that. That was pretty awesome. So
yeah, very
cool.
Nice.
Want to give him the shout out there.
I feel like he's going to work at that place forever.
Thanks for sending us a hat.
Well, you guys cleaned up on your birthday. I went to
appreciate
a golf tournament. What is that?
I don't know. I've got to read the note that came with it.
It's something gardening related.
It's a sprinkler system, and it's so I was rushing in to not be late. And Esby was like, no, come here. I was like, I don't have time. She's like, come here. So I ran in and she handed it to me. She said, a listener heard you were having sprinkler issues. This is something that he made. This is his invention.
You're damn right he did. There's a screwdriver jammed in the top
of it. It's his invention. That's the adjustment.
Oh.
I have one of those screwdrivers.
Okay.
That doesn't surprise me. So I got to read the note and kind of see what's going on here. So I'm not sure who it's even from yet.
The way it looks, the way it's set up.
Nick looks like he wants to sit on it.
I was just going to say, you put the hose in that side, you sit on the top, you got let to the fly before like a slip and slide.
Nick's like, is that a bidet?
You win.
Nick's like, is that a bidet?
Definitely a screwdriver.
Does that wash your butt? What do you do with that? That's going to be weird in the front yard when I'm out there washing my butt with it.
Where's the bristles? Okay.
We're just taking started. Friday off. It should have been a 4-day weekend for me.
I wish.
It's an F yeah Friday.
No, it's not.
By the way.
That's as far as we're taking it at this point.
By the way.
Well, here it comes.
No comedian. I didn't.
Comedian of the week is TBD.
Not happening. I forgot. It was a bad, holiday and all that.
A couple bomb pops in and the comedian of the week goes.
Drinks made you forget.
Next week.
There's your fireworks. I promise. The comedian of the week.
Next week. Yeah. My bad.
All right, so we'll be funny in the place of a comedian of the week on an FBF Friday. Lots to get to, and if you want to join the show, 713-780-3776. That's our HRP listener line that you can call or text. You can also reach us on Twitter, where it's at Barry is Funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, at The Producer Nick. We are the usual suspects. This is ESPN 97.5.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, just getting started on the usual suspects on an F Yeah Friday. F definitely for fun. Let's have some. Post-holiday edition, as we're not like the softies that took all morning off and forced you to listen to network programming. We're here for you. And so, therefore, be here for us and let's have some fun. Lots of stories going on in the media. None can be more bizarre and twisted, fellas, than the one coming out right now from an entire country. The entire country of Canada is so worked up about this Kawhi Leonard decision that now all morning, and I don't know if you saw this on Twitter or not, all morning they have been tracking, and I say they like the entire country, has been tracking. Remember Allison Craig, our lawyer that gave us all the information. Yes. She's so knee deep into this, she can't work. She's like, she's like focused on this instead of her cases. A Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment private jet left Toronto. They have tracked this thing. People have kept dibs on it. It's now landing in San Diego. They are waiting to verify, with theories abounding about when it lands. If Kawhi's on it, that means he said no to Toronto and he's going to one of the LA teams. If no one's on it, that means that they're going to be rounding up Kawhi's family to come back for a major announcement. But when I tell you it's social media, it's TV, it's live coverage, it's hovering helicopters, it's nuts for this soap opera. Just leave the dude alone, and when he makes a decision, he makes it.
There's a Kawhi tracker like he's Santa.
Yeah, exactly right.
There's like he's entering the northern hemisphere. He's going to be down to, like, what?
That's an absolute fact.
It's ridiculous. It's grown people that need to. I don't want to be mean. I don't care. Get a life, like for real. Get a life. That's just weird that you would be so consumed by that.
Is there anybody gaining from some sort of like? Is there a financial gain that anybody, like, when they do these campaigns to make sure players stay or sign with a different team? I mean,
it depends.
It seems like it costs a lot of time and money to do something like that.
If a company does it, then they're getting the run. Obviously, if Gallery Furniture were to set up a billboard and be like, oh my gosh, JJ Watt, please don't leave Houston, then obviously Gallery Furniture is going to put their logo on it and they're going to get the run from it. But that's the only way that I could see the benefit.
Yeah.
Well, let's
I mean,
be
it's
honest.
Crazy to me.
They're getting a huge benefit from a TV perspective if there's not a whole hell of a lot going on in Canada. And all of a sudden, if you're the
it's
station.
Canada.
If you, yeah, don't you know? You betcha. So if you got the helicopter that's got the great view of Kauai and the rest of the organization, then you could be getting a lot of viewership. And then, of course, you get sponsorship dollars.
The Kauai Watch is crazy over there. I can see why. Obviously, you want them to stay. I'm just not spending that time. Even as a fan, I'm not running the streets of Toronto.
I mean, when we
yelling,
said that the other
day. Hey, Kauai, sign with us.
They were 8 deep, a block long, outside the hotel, like they were going to have some kind of influential difference. Now they're saying that they're watching for Drake's plane, too, because Drake has been heavily involved and promising Kauai to have a part in his future music ventures and things like that. Not that I knew Kauai had any interest in any of that, but now they're saying the Drake's personal plane. There's a watch for that as well.
Jeez,
it's just over the top.
Yeah, it really is. Just let that dude make his decision. And, you know, this is the same thing when LeBron had the whole
exactly right.
The decision TV show. I don't understand how people can be that. Maybe I'm jaded because of the job we do. I don't know. I just don't understand how you can be that invested in another man's, like, life. And it's just a sport. It's a sport. Like, let that. This is a whole lot of extra stuff.
And Josina,
there are people taking off work. Like you said,
yeah.
There were three or four or five deep at the meeting on the streets. Go to work. You have a job.
I hope your bosses see you on TV on CTV
weird.
Channel 24 and bust your ass.
So weird.
Because here's the other thing. Josina Anderson, let's just stick to football, okay? Because now she's even tweeting, ideally, Kauai should make his announcement on Sunday night because you have everything going on and it's a slow news day on Friday. Saturday is going to be more about this and that. Sunday early evening would get the most run and marketability leading into Monday morning. Do you really think Kauai Leonard, for all the
that?
Interviews you've heard and everything like that, do you think he cares about all that?
No.
No, it's when he rolls over in bed one day and goes, all right, I made up my mind. Let's let it out. But you know what? Kudos to him for all the way that society runs by social media and rumors and agents putting messages out there of what's going on. Kudos to his camp. We haven't heard a damn thing.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
He probably keeps to himself and doesn't even tell his camp.
That wouldn't surprise me either. That wouldn't surprise me one bit if they were like,
think about it. What's the best way to keep something secret? Keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
But your agents involved, and they tell everybody. They squeal like a pig, those agents, because they want the pub for it.
He's testing, though. He's testing. You heard that.
What?
He's testing people to see if there's leaks.
Oh, yeah, because he's gotten burned before in San Antonio. Yeah.
He was releasing information to see who would leak it, and then he wouldn't talk to those teams.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that's what I saw. That's what I saw. Because then people were like, oh, well, why is everybody at this meeting in Toronto? So it leaked. Like, well, you don't know what he leaked and what he told and all that. So we'll see.
What we'll leak to you is we're going to do this show till 4 o'clock. Blitz is going to do it till 7. So the afternoon crew is all going to be in. And so you should be in as well, listening, whatever you're doing on this beautiful Friday in the big city. Join us if you have a chance. 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Back with more. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Second half hour of the show. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5 on a holiday Friday. Let's have some fun on an FEF Friday. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel in the studio to hopefully keep you well entertained.
Hey, guys. I've been the victim of racism.
You too, huh?
I don't know if you guys know this or not, but yeah, I've been a victim of racism.
Would you like to tell us about it?
Yeah. Gary Cooper on Twitter took a picture of a trucker. Not Dr. Dre on 290.
Okay.
At least I don't think that's him.
as he buffed his...
But he's a white guy with glasses. And Gary said, hey, were you two separated at birth?
Oh, I saw that. Your response was classic. I was like, the minute I saw it before I saw your response, I'm like, oh, look out, because Barry's not going to be happy about that.
So if you don't know, Gary's black. And he thinks all white people look the same, apparently. I've been a victim of racism. And no, that looks nothing like me.
Not even close.
My first thing was I brushed my teeth. So, of course, that looks nothing like me. It was like, bro, run a bristle over those. But, oh, if I zoomed.
Oh, Lord.
But I say that tongue in cheek. And, of course, I'm joking. Gary's a good dude. And I'm just messing with him. But did you see where Adam Clanton said he was a victim of racism?
I didn't until... You guys told me about it after someone texted us about it to give us the heads up.
Yeah.
So your boy Mo, members only, stirring it up again.
Yeah. He apparently claimed racism. You have no idea the racism I've been on the receiving end of. So our guy Mike Jackson, friend of the show, friend of the station,
yes,
was like, hey, Adam Clanton, tell me more about this racism you've been on the receiving end of, because it's literally impossible. And then they started going back and forth and... I don't know. At one point, Mike said, it's cool. You don't have to talk to me on here. I'll be in the studio soon. We can have that conversation face to face. Talk to you soon, Adam. Look, Mike's a good dude.
Yeah.
And Mike's a cool dude. But Mike is also lethal with them hands. And you don't want that smoke, Adam. I'm going to tell you right now.
This isn't your average Twitter battle.
No. There are people that will talk mess on Twitter and say they will show up and fight you. And then there are MMA fighters that have fights in the UFC that will actually show up and fight you. That's a big difference. So I reached out to Mike just to get the full rundown. And he said, yeah, he'll come on the show. We can talk about it. So we'll figure out a time. I'm thinking sometime in the 2 o'clock hour, mm-hmm, we'll get Mike on to address this whole situation and get down to the bottom of it.
I'm all for passing out natural ass weapons. His big fight was what, 8 months ago?
Who, Mike's?
Yeah, his last one.
I don't know. I'd have to look it up.
Because we had him on right before it, and he was talking about everything with it, and then after that, he kind of was done with it, right?
Well, he was. I mean, his thing was he wanted to get there, get to the big stage, but he's a boxer. He's an MMA fighter. He's a blue or a purple in jiu-jitsu. Mm-hmm. Like, he's been around, and he's, mm-hmm, fought for a very long time, and especially in boxing. You know, MMA was kind of, boxing was his first love, but MMA, he still got to the UFC, whether, you know, people are like, oh, well, you know, but he didn't fight. Doesn't matter. The fact that you can get to the UFC, I don't care who you fight.
Oh, yeah.
That's like saying, oh, well, you were the seventh man off the bench in the NBA or the 12th man in the NBA. Who cares? You're in the NBA.
The first time I saw Mike the Truth spar, it was in a gym in Sugar Land, and he was just lighting people up with pink gloves. No joke.
Yep.
He had these pink gloves on, and he was just lighting every person that they put up in front of him.
Dude's eccentric, and he's hilarious.
I met him through you guys the first time when he came in the studio. Just a great dude.
Yeah. So we'll get to the bottom of this and find out what's going on with him and Clanton. And, you know, here's the thing. I just don't understand why and far be it from me to, you know, say what other people have been through, but I don't know why you would make that statement.
Yeah.
What are you looking for? Sympathy? Are you looking for attention? That's just a weird thing to claim.
Yeah.
He scrapped with you on Twitter.
Yeah. He and I got into it. He loves that. Like, somebody called him out and he was like, I'm just making you look stupid on Twitter. Like, wow, that's a sweet hobby you got there. That's outstanding.
That's what I said. That's his thing. And you got to be careful, because it's that rare one or two guys that you bark up the wrong tree on.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike would qualify as one of those guys.
Mike will show up. Because I have heard rumors that Adam has threatened people in the past. I don't know if that to be the case.
I heard guys down the hall say, like, a few months ago that he got into it with some guy, and the guy was wanting to show up at the station, and the guy says, what's your address? And he gave him the address to LeBear, men's club.
See?
That's, you know, don't lead him down that path and then try to be a comedian, because that's right, not going to be funny.
Right.
So, all right, well, good. Mike's going to be on the show. That'll be even better on an FEF Friday.
Also today, yes, at 3 p.m.
As promised.
On the dot. We will debut the new hit song, Dirty Bitches, by Lance Z. I worked on this all day yesterday. Well, not all day.
Even drunk?
I mean, I had to take a nap first.
After, okay. You sleep, to, slept off to, some of the bump
up. I had to sober up a little bit. Okay. But yeah, shout out again. Shout out to Big City Wings for the Ritas and the food. It was delish. But yeah, so I promised that I would turn Lance's rant about the listeners giving him a hard time about his dry ass brisket.
Mm-hmm. Dirty bitches.
So we've turned it into a song. And we'll see how it goes. Now,
you turned it into a song. You did a hell of a job on it.
But this is a beat that I had already. I didn't, like, I wasn't going to sit down on my 4th of July and try to come up with a new beat. No, not, this was after Boom Boom. But this is a beat that I just kind of had. I was like,
wait, it was your Boom Boom Pow then?
Oh my God. I
hope he kills you the rest of the show with that.
What, the Boom Boom Pow?
Yeah, just dad jokes about you being Boom Boom.
That hurt my ears. But I was like, all right, so I've got all these beats that I have just laying around, and so I just try to figure out which one would work best with Dirty Bitches.
Y'all should really tune in for it, because it really is.
3 o'clock. Don't miss it. It's going to be the debut of his hit single. I feel like it'll go triple, quad, double, platinum, however much
according to whichever when you look up what that means. Because we did that the other day as well.
Yeah.
So we can check that. Again, another note that came in right before we went on the air.
Okay.
Corbin Martin has Tommy John surgery.
I'll be honest, when I saw the tweet about it, it said TMJ. I was like, isn't that stuff in your jaw where it locks up?
Yeah.
And then I didn't realize that was Tommy John.
Yeah. So I was like, no, he probably just needs a second opinion. We would have heard more about this. Look, when Forrest Whitley was having little minor issues that he was going to minor league rehab camp, we heard all about it. Suddenly, we went from Mother's Day, where he was throwing a gem, to a couple rough outings to Tommy John surgery, just like that. This illustrates to all of you people that are so staunch on keeping your farm system why it is so wrong to have that mentality, and why if you can get a frontline position player or pitcher in the major leagues for your prospects, you do it, because you just never know. I give you Martez a couple years ago was their best pitcher. He's had surgery already on his arm. Now you've got this. You've got all kinds of issues. Shocking, yes, but this is exactly why you people shouldn't freak out the next time Jeff Luhnow is rumored to be floating prospects for a real major league player that can help your team.
Agreed. Speaking of rumors, is there anything new out there?
Baseball-wise? No. Yeah. And, well, I'll tell you what. What's his name? Lloyd from the Tigers that we were talking about that was the new apple of the Astros' eye? Well, he gave up 4 earned runs yesterday, and you're like, that's not good. But then you realize he pitched 5 1/3, struck out 13.
Yeah.
That's pretty saucy when you talk about arm strength and the abilities, and you get him with a great pitching coach like Brent Strom, and you go, I can see what they might be looking at there.
I was looking at MLB trade rumors.
Uh-huh.
So, one, Astros out on trying Yordan Alvarez at first base, which is something we talked about that I thought would be likely because – you just can't, and I thought Jeff Blum said it best. You don't just throw guys at first base. That's a difficult position to learn and to play. And it's just not everybody can do it. And I think his preference was to play left field. So from that regard, they're out on Yordan at first base, at least this year. Now, that may be something over the spring and the winter he works on. But for this year, don't count on it. But then there was this thing about this. It was by Steven Adams. It was an Astros reportedly had offered Fisher for Castellanos last summer to the Tigers. Nicholas Castellanos last summer was he's a third baseman. And apparently Derek Fisher for him was in the works, but his stock dropped a little bit and Fisher's stock also dropped. So that was kind of squashed. But it'll let you know that there's stuff that goes on. There are moves that are considered behind the scenes that you're not, you know, that we don't always hear about until later. So I say that because, you know, with the trade deadline approaching at the end of this month, there's probably a lot in motion right now. So just hang tight.
Yep.
And we'll see where it all falls.
And what I said the other day is true, too. You hope that they're out in front of this. Not a Verlander last-minute deal, because you know the Yankees are going to be kicking tires on everybody too, and they've got the deepest pockets in all of baseball. So you got, and we know the Dodgers are going to be there in the National League. You know big money, big market teams are going to be looking. So the quicker you get in on this and start moving, and if you draw the first move, so be it. But you know you don't need much, but get the first dibs on what you want instead of trying to get into a bidding war with those other two teams.
Yeah, for sure.
And who knows what the Red Sox are going to do, because they're not out. But they're barely in. They could try and make some drastic moves.
You think they make a wild card?
I think because of the fan base, because of the expectations, because they're the reigning World Series champions, I think rather than just have a fire sale or just call it a year and throw the towel in, I think they're going to try and do some things to try and hang in there for a wild card.
Well,
they really do.
They're 2.5 out, so it's not like they're eliminated from it. But they would still have to leapfrog Rangers and the A's and... Okay, so, and then, of course, overtake the Indians and Rays.
Those are the two you'd worry about. Yeah, because the overall rosters on those two squads.
Yeah.
And Charlie but F. You're and right. Morton is... Whew.
You make the moves, and, you know, I mean, the Indians could be susceptible.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, so we're just rolling around through the first hour. You know, second hour, Mike Jackson's going to join us. Third hour, we're going to debut the Barry... Is it a Barity?
215.
It's a Barity?
A Barity, yeah. Mike Jackson joining us at 2:15.
There you go. Okay, Mike Jackson, 2:15, the Lance song at 3. Lots to look forward to on an FEF Friday. Don't go anywhere. It's the usual suspects. ESPN 97.5. I came to get down, so get out your seat and jump around. Jump around. Jump around.
Jump around. Jump up and get down. ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
All the things you do on a fabulous FEF Friday after a holiday. No one's here.
No, in the building?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty empty. Poor Esme, why is she having to work?
Courtney's here, too.
Oh, is Courtney here?
Yeah, why Todd is
she said there's like two or three people on that side.
Todd is here because he said he met with Courtney this morning. I don't know. You know what you think about it, though? If there's days to take vacation, this would be one of them, but also days to work because you could get a lot of stuff done or you could just coast because there's no one else around.
True.
So you can think about that either way. But anyway, yeah, it's kind of a ghost lander. Did y'all see that Trey got locked in an elevator here?
Yeah, I didn't know that until you brought it up.
He's like, I'm in this elevator right now. It's a maintenance center. They're on the way. But, God, blah, 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 and he started cursing. I'm like, yeah. Bro, what are you
so
doing?
Did he do a live stream or did he just live tweet?
Yes, he live streamed. I think it was something like almost 12 and a half minutes of being locked in an elevator until
rescue. You watched the whole thing?
No, I fast-forwarded through it, but I saw the duration of the video because I just wanted to see like the doors start getting pried open. And sure enough, there's two emergency rescue dudes are prying open the elevator doors and Trey's like, hey, what's up? Okay, cool.
Are you guys going to help me up?
Yeah. Or did he have to like go in between the floors?
You thought you said the doors.
No. Huh? Did he have to, like, you know, did it stop at?
No, Cody Stutes had that taken care of.
Did it stop at the floor or was it like above or below
the floor? I think it was close to the ground level because all I know is when they opened the doors, he walked right out.
Oh, okay.
So it might have been like the doors just didn't open and maybe he got stuck on one.
Oh, gotcha.
That's the second time I've heard somebody get stuck. I think the first person was Graham. Graham was the first person who got stuck. I think he was one of the people that got stuck in the elevator too. So
would either of you panic if you were stuck on an elevator?
I've been stuck in
depends on how high up you are. Like I don't want to be stuck on like the
37th floor
up. Yeah, to 20 or 30 because then you're like, well, if there's really major issues and like with the whole suspension
cable
and that
snaps.
Thing, yeah, and it goes, you're gone.
But there's like a safety thing. It's kind of like a seatbelt. You know how with a seatbelt, any sudden force that catch is what holds the seatbelt in place.
You used to work on elevators too.
Have that?
No, I bet you
that
have.
That wasn't another one of your previous jobs. No.
No.
No,
but okay. I just know that exists. Don't even ask me why or how I know that. Maybe I just made that up.
There's a weight limit, Barry. That's not good.
Okay, MacGyver, slow down. You do a chewing gum and a chocolate bar? a little black paper?
All I need is a paper clip, some duct tape, and some chewing gum, and I'll stop this elevator from falling 50 floors.
I mean, you have to be nervous a little bit considering you're completely, there's no control on your part. Like, the situation is going to be the situation until someone comes. Did you panic? A little.
How long were you stuck?
About 15 minutes.
My biggest fear is I would have to poop.
Oh, that would suck.
Oh, God.
That would suck.
I would be like,
hey, Barry, we got you. Oh, what is that?
And then, someone shows up and there's a big pile of Duke in the corner and you're like, I don't know what happened.
That would suck.
That would be my big fear. Or I'd have to pee, something like that.
Trey just tweeted at you. He said he had to jump down like 2 feet.
A whole 2 feet?
He tweeted at Joel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then he tweeted out, hey, making my production producer's debut tomorrow at Gal Media. And that was yesterday, the day before. And I go, you taking the stairs to make sure? And he goes, no, the stairs are all closed because they're doing construction here and all the staircases are closed. I was like, oh, dude, you're screwed.
It looks like the Big Bang Theory out there.
It's.
Yeah. Poor Trey. From what I saw, I couldn't watch much of it, but I started and then I was like, okay, this is. But he looked like he was handling it okay.
He handled it well.
Did he panic at any point?
Not that I saw. Okay. Like, again, I saw the start, then I just wanted to fast forward to how he got out.
Okay.
And if they did any damage to the elevator so that we can use them if we need them every day.
Right. Which one was it, left or right? Do we know?
That I don't know.
Oh, well.
I don't know either. No.
But at least he's okay.
Yes, that's good.
So he's out and about. And I realized through that, too, as well, that he also got a new car. So he got rid of the Dale Earnhardt Jr. Cherry red race car.
Oh, he got a new car.
And he got a new car. Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah, so Trey's moving and shaking.
Well, he named it, and didn't you give him...
Oh, that's right.
You gave him grief for naming his car.
He named the car?
Yeah, I had to tweet that out. White people, please stop naming your car.
He named his car.
Not cool.
What was it? What was the name of his car?
Caroline or something? I don't know. Some stupid-ass name, too. If you're going to name your car, name it something good.
What's good? When you name a car.
I don't know.
Silver Bullet? White Lightning?
Not Caroline or whatever the hell he named it.
What would you name your lawnmower? Would you give that lawnmower? Like,
I wouldn't.
Green Machine?
Listen, if I'm not going to let white people name their car, I'm not going to let us name our lawnmowers, all right?
Does that happen?
That's it. Barry's been a victim of racism. See what you just did there?
That was my favorite part of the tweet when I was like, white people, please stop naming your car. Some white guy got offended. And I was like, white people getting offended by a white person saying something about white people is the whitest thing I've ever heard of. What? That makes no sense at all. Sir, I'm white. It's okay. You know, like, God, people are just weird.
Absolutely.
Plus, most of it is just, you know, me joking. If I say white people if I say white people stop naming your cars, people really get offended by that when it's just meant to be a joke.
Get used to it because you accuse white people of a lot.
Yeah, that's true.
They mess up the dab, right?
White people have ruined a lot of stuff.
The Soulja Boy dance that you referred to.
If I need to get the list out, yeah. We can.
There was about 5 or 10 things that you listed.
No, there's like, I made a list of like 70.
70.
70 things.
Like 70?
Yeah, that white people have ruined. Like, you know, NWA. That whole raise the roof.
Oh, we talked about that. The whole Cynthia Cooper and how it got to the point where it was.
Everyone, there's a lot of stuff. I made a whole list one day. I got bored.
I guess so. 70?
70? Like, geez.
Was that day drinking again? Or
I don't know. Let me see if I can find the list.
Was that without the nap?
I'm in my notes here. I'll just Google things white people have ruined and see if I can find it.
Okay. That's a file folder?
Huh?
Is that a file folder?
It's on my Evernote where I write all my jokes. Oh, yeah. Okay. I'll see if I can find it there. We got a really nice text from somebody that said, I wanted to thank you, three knuckleheads. I've been a suspect from day one. I listen every day on my mail route, and y'all help me get through each day. Today is my last day after 15 years with USPS. I'm taking a new job helping low-income families rebuild new homes post-Harvey and won't be able to listen as much. I will podcast, but thank you again.
Wow.
Thank you for listening. Second of all, good for you for 15 years at the post office and then moving on to doing something that's that rewarding and that helpful, man. That's great. Good
Absolutely.
For you.
Absolutely. I echo everything you said there. So.
Somebody said Adam Clanton probably thinks racism is when they forget his soy sauce at Jack in the Box. This is pretty good. Barry, did you hear that couple that paid $25,000 to clone their cat? How much would you pay? Joel, if this was possible with dogs, would you pay? Good luck. We'll address that on the other
side.
There
you go. All right, so an hour in the books. That means 2 hours still to go to the big show. Plenty more to get to, and obviously you heard it. We've got Mike Jackson coming up in the 2 o'clock hour, about 2:15. We've got the Lance Zerline parody song coming up at 3, and all kinds of stuff in between. You're welcome to join us, 713-780-3776, HRNP Listener Line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Back with hour number 2, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.